Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir. We're continuing the halachos of Beirur. We started last time talking about the third condition they have to comply with in order to do Beirur on Shabbos, and that is you have to do it biyad and not bekli. And we spoke that if it's a specialized kli, for example, an apple corer, a slotted spoon, and a sieve, a sifter, those things are shaila v'issa d'araisa. You're not allowed to use those kelim to do Beirur. Now we spoke also if you use a fork or a spoon, even though you're doing Beirur with that, you're taking the oichel from the mixture. I'm taking the oichel for immediate use, and it's with a keli, so maybe it should be aser. So he said, no, if you use those utensils like a fork, spoon, or knife, that's mutta, because that's derech achila, and that's just like my extension of my hand. That's not called Beirur b'kli. So the same goes for peeling. You want to peel a vegetable, peel a fruit. Now, the halacha is that even though that's the psoilus from the oichel, but we spoke out in other shiurim that since it's the efsher, to do it any other way, you're allowed to peel an apple or a pear or a cucumber for immediate use. Why are you allowed to do that? Even though it's psoilus v'chaycha, because that's the only way you could do it. So you could use a knife as well, even though a knife is a kli, and you're not allowed to use a kli for Beirur, but since the knife is an extension of your hand, and it's a maisa achila, therefore it's mutter to peel the cucumber or the apple with a knife. But what about using a potato peeler? Is it mutter to use a peeler on Shabbos or not? So most poskim say that since it's a kli hamayuchad lebayir, it's something that's made to do bayir, therefore it's also to use on Shabbos. This is called a specialized utensil for bayir. The Egle Tal writes this in Bayir Sifvav, the Machzal Yol writes this, the Shmir Shabbos Kachosa passes like this, the Orcha Shabbos passes like this. Rav poskim all say that using a peeler on Shabbos is a shalav issa deraisa. Mepia Shmua, which means it's not in print, they say over there a Moshe was matir. But Lamaisa, since it's not in print, and also Rav Poskim say that it's a Shiloh of the Raisa, therefore you're supposed to be Machmer and not use a peeler on Shabbos to peel something that has Issa Beirur. The Shiloh is, what about peiros and vegetables, fruits and vegetables, which are not a Shiloh of Beirur? Like we spoke in previous Shurim, there's certain peiros that it's normal to eat it with a peel. For example, a plum, a peach, or grape. Those things are normal to eat it with the peel. Therefore, the peel is considered one food with the grape, with the peach. It's not considered two different. It's not considered two different minim. So the halacha is that's partial. I could use a peeler to cut an apple in half. Why not? Because that's not beirur. I'm cutting the apple in half. So maybe peeling those things should be mutter a day a peeler because it's not a ma'isa beirur at all because it's one food. And we said that some even hold that apples are not considered beirur because you eat the apple with the peel. The ma'isa said you have to be machmer, but there are some who say that's mutter. So then it would be mutter to use the peeler because in such a case, you're not doing a Beirur at all. But I saw in the Piskei Tshuva Sfarah that they said, even if you hold it, it's not a Maisa Beirur and therefore it's mutter to use a peeler, but it might be a different Isser. Of Uvdin Nechoil and Chashash Muksa, he says, and therefore he says that maybe even if you hold, in even a case where the Maisa is not a Maisa Beirur, for example, it's one food, still you should not use the peeler on Shabbos because it might be a Shiloh, Uvdin Nechoil, or Muksa.